they was pretty hard day to lead that mule. See, it's a mile and a quarter from here to the backside of our place. And I'd lead that mule over there and fly to about 11:30, and I'd lead back to the house. At 1 o'clock, I had that mule going back to the field. When that sun got away, it was just beginning to go behind the top of them trees. I took off now and got to the house and get back. Too dark to feed. And if I broke anything, I'd walk back to the house and get it and go back. So I'm telling you, we used to have a good time when we were young. Hit a stump and break something, didn't have no hay wire or nail or peg or piece of junk I had to fix it back with. Here, come out and get some more.
Tell me about plowing, about, you know, that plowing.
Of course, your Georgia stock, that's your one row plow that you plow behind that mule with. If you had a bull train or a cow train, well, he could walk for you, or you'd plow it that way.
What was the cow train?
Cow, we hardly ever had to cow the anything poor, you know, and yoke, either oxen, team, or something like that. We use them for that. They use them on the tread gen down there, you know. Had the tread gen built and had a platform. It went around like this, you know, pinned down through that, and that thing turned around and around. Well, put that cow, we had two cows on there, and a stall shut the gate so they couldn't get out, get that thing, give it a little pull. Well, then they'd start to walk and keep falling down, you know, and as they walk, a little turn, they just keep it going. They're walking uphill all the time. You know, that thing elevated like that, you know. But they, and I seen them, had them pulling syrup mill, make it grind and juice. But that mule of that Georgia stock, now that's just a 1 foot, that's your sweep, so whatever you got on that plow with, you gotta hold them two hounds back in, them lines come down up yonder. Get a hold of them hounds and lines around your hand. That mule doesn't do to suit you. You reach up and cut him with that and grab that hound and go on again. Maybe you'd have two or three fights for you. Old Dilla time, girl. Great if he got tired and hungry with eating on that corn or cotton one. He'd get hot too. Oh, I never did fight one much, but I had a brother that sure could pull.
He had one mule he plowed when 11 o'clock come, and you let him know about it.
That mule brave, so it hit him. He never bring to the house, so it's eating time. He figured the time he got to the house, it'd be eating time. We used to have a little old red mule here, and Nick plowed him down on the branch down there where we crossed going to the field. That wasn't the main branch, that was another little branch over on the other side. Somebody cut a foot log, cut a tree down for a foot log to walk across that branch. And that log finally wore off on top where it's kind of flat. Well, they hacked it through and sort of used it so the women folks wouldn't slip off, you know, the cutting chopper and the pickers and whatever they had to do on the field. That'd be ride that little mule out there, ride him up on the end that log. The little mule trot right over across there, hop off on the ground, the way they go. And go back to the same thing, right across that log you go. Shit. Sure. I'd get out and lead that mule across there, I'd drive him across.
Really?
Where are they?
They
over there. They don't got over there. I thought
maybe they're going to the creek. Mm-hmm. No, they crossed over that day.
Are you in the, you say you from Georgia?
Uh-huh.
Southern part?
Yeah.
How far from the coast?
Well, from the coast, about 160 miles.
You ain't quite down to the low end of it then, are you?
Well, let's see. Oh, now, how far from the Georgia? Now, I thought you were talking about the Georgia coast.
I guess it'd be the Georgia coast that come in there. So that cyclone went up the other side the other day, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, look here. See, Georgia's like this. That's a terrible drawing. I can't draw.
I know it's how
it goes. It goes about like that, sort of. And this is the coast of Georgia here. Uh-huh. And I live over here, and Florida's down there. See?
Yeah.
So it goes down the side. I can't draw. I wish I could draw, but see, Georgia's kind of a box shaped thing.
Yeah.
And I live in the southwest corner.
Atlanta and Jonesboro.
That's right here, Atlanta. And I think Salisbury.